Well, this Friday, we have the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff. It's powered by Champion Services. It takes place Friday, August the 15th at District 3 Stadium right here in the heart of Football City USA. You've got three of the Rock Hill High School football teams, Rock Hill, Northwestern, and South Point, all taking on three other teams for a great night of football. $11 will get you in the door to see all of those teams in action. How many hours, Ashley?
4 to 5 hours of football. You can't beat it for that price, $11.
So you'll hear some of the OTS sports announcers that night. Then, of course, when the season gets underway the following week, you'll hear them across all of the radio channels and the free app. And over the next 2 weeks, we're going to introduce you or reintroduce you to a lot of these familiar voices. And we're going to get started off with Carol Hester. And good morning to you, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lucas, Ashley.
Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
All right, Carol, how long have you been with OTS Media?
This is my fourth season.
Okay. You came to us by way of Clover. Tell our audience a little bit about your backstory, your back history when it comes to sports.
I was a coach at Clover. I came in 1993, and I coached for a long time, transitioned to becoming the athletic director. I was the athletic director at Clover for 13 years. I think that took me to 24 years at the high school. And then I left Clover High School, and I went to Crowder's Creek Elementary. Big move, big transition, going from the 9th and 10th, 11th, 12th graders to 3rd and 4th graders, kindergartners.
The big people to the little people.
Yes, tying shoes and hugs and wiping noses and stuff like that.
That just shows that you're very well-rounded, Tester.
I retired this past year after 47 years.
Wow. So.
My goodness.
Yes.
Wow. So you'll be back on the radio this football season. Where can our audience hear your voice most often?
Most often I'll be the color commentator for the Clover Blue Eagles. I do other schools and, you know, all of them. I think the first game I'll have this year will be York and Indianland. So last year I did York and AC Flora and a number of other ones. Mm-hmm. So, but for the most part, it'll be kind of following the Clover Blue Eagles.
And most of our on-air staff, they kind of have like one school, right, that they kind of study and they're familiar with. But as it goes in the world of media, you could be pulled from one game to another, so you have to be versatile in all of the teams. And Carol, how do you do that? For someone who loves the sport like you, obviously it comes easy, but for a layman like myself and Ashley, how do you prep to be able to know all the stats and all the figures for all of these high school teams in our coverage area?
Well, I'm kind of fortunate to a certain degree in that I get to, they send me film. Clover sends me film and I can watch and I can, you know, look and, you know, see what the other team's doing and, you know, have an idea before, you know, before Friday night.
You get to study.
I get, and I do that. Mm-hmm. And again, when I was coaching, that was one of the things I love doing. And so that helps me right there. I go to the Clover practice once a week just to, you know, keep up with them and, you know, who's, you know, is anybody injured or, you know, anything new happening. So I get to do that too.
So on Friday nights, you'll have a play-by-play announcer and then you'll have the color announcer. And just kind of refresh our memory. What's the difference between the two?
Yes. Well, again, the play-by-play, they're actually telling and describing exactly what happened. As the color commentator, I'll try to add, you know, maybe something about what's going on or the size of the players, you know, how big they are or, you know, what kind of tackle that was, you know, how impressive that was, different things like that.
That's our role, Ashley.
Right.
That would be us.
Right.
You could do play. Well, I don't know. Your color, too. We need to find a good play-by-play. All three of us then could be in the booth together.
That'd be great. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. But it's very interesting to see the way the two work together because the play-by-play, you know, like if you're listening in the car, if you're not able to be there, they really have to set the stage like so you can see in your mind what is happening, but then you have to come behind them and say, you know, some stats, like, or, you know, you might remember this player last week did blah, 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 blah. And
correct.
So you really have to be able to help, you know, while they're creating the coloring book, you're coloring it in. You're filling the pages, making it come to life.
That's exactly right.
It's tough.
And I saw you brought all kind of a folder
you got
with your
notes, right
notes
here.
And everything. So what's on all this? Are you prepared and ready to go?
I'm ready to go right now.
For this interview?
Yes. Yes.
You have to study us. No,
yeah, did you just study film of this show?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You mentioned last week about something, get the app.
Mm-hmm.
So on the go, you'll be in the know.
He did come prepared.
Something like
him.
That.
That's awesome.
And that was great. That's one thing. I went to the Clover parents meeting this year, and I told them how they can listen to all the games on the radio. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, this is what you got. Get the app, so download the app, and then you know you can just pick out the game on Friday night.
Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
That's right.
That's it.
I thought that was great. I didn't use that, but...
That's okay.
You can use it. You can borrow it from
Thank
us.
You.
We'll
Thank
give you the rights to borrow it. You're good to go. Oh, my goodness.
One thing last year, I think a lot of grandparents, a lot of people not in the area like mm-hmm. to get the app so they can listen to the games. And there were grandparents in Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Florida. I know those states were listening to the games.
Well, and it's great. When we talk about this all the time, you'll go out to any said game in our Tri-County area, and you'll have fans watching the game that they're at. They will be listening to another game. They'll have headphones on, and then maybe their spouse is also listening to the app to another game. And you can kind of keep up with all of them. It's pretty amazing. And then you have people who maybe aren't able to go, but are riding around or on date night and checking the scores. So
that's right.
It's pretty amazing.
Carol Hester is one of our OTS sports announcers. You're going to hear him over the next several months on all the different channels. He kind of focuses heavily on Clover. That's where he came from. But all of our sports announcers, they have to be knowledgeable about all of the high school teams throughout our Tri-County area, because at any given week, they could be switched to another team. And you like variety, right? Variety is the spice of life. Mm-hmm. Carol, you have so much energy and so much enthusiasm just in general, but especially when it comes to football. You brought a folder full of notes and you've jotted down some points here. What is great about high school football that you hope comes across when the people are listening to you on Friday night? But if it doesn't, what do you want them to know about how special football is here in our community?
Well, football is a little bit different than some of the other sports, and it takes so much time and commitment. The off-season hours, and this was a study that was done a few years ago, and the hours have probably changed, but the off-season hours are like in January and February when you're not playing, but you're in the weight room and you're doing stuff. That's a minimum of 105 hours. During the summer, they're up there. I mean, when school's out, they're still there. And again, a small number, a minimum number, would be 120 hours. And then once the season starts, it used to be that they went two and three times a day, practicing two and three times a day. But they don't do that anymore. But still, the hours, 220 hours during the season. You're over 450 hours of preparation, and then you play the game on Friday night, or you play a 10-game schedule, mm-hmm. you're playing 27 or 28 hours. Mm-hmm. So the time and commitment you've put into it is, a whole lot there.
Mm-hmm. And it comes down just to a few hours on a Friday night.
That's right. Well, but again, back to the question you asked, the coaches, they want their players, they want to be successful during the year. But somebody will say, well, how are you going to be this year? So I'm not sure. But, the key thing is, what the players develop into 5 years, 10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. The husbands they are, the parents they are. When you look at them, how are they successful 10 years down the road?
How they give back to the community that helped to raise them. What can we expect out of Clover as we wrap up this interview, Carol?
Clover, I think they have two really good quarterbacks, and that's something you don't see. Mm-hmm. They have two quarterbacks. Both of them are team leaders. Aaron Sheely is a junior, and Brody Woolbright is the senior, and both of them split time last year, and they will do the same thing this year. Two great leaders, two great players, pull for each other when the other one's playing, and that's quite a credit to Coach Woolbright and the culture that he's built. Carson Penny, another player to look for this year. And the biggest thing that they're losing is their offensive and defensive line. They're going to have a lot of new players there. Some players that haven't really gotten to play a whole lot, but they'll get that experience early.
They have to learn real quick.
That's
exactly right.
That's for sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, you can listen to Carol Hester this fall season on our OTS Sports Network. And Carol, great catching up with you. For us, we love the next 2 weeks because we work the morning hours, you work the evening hours, and this gives us a chance to kind of hang out with you. Get to hang out with us.
That's right.
Friday nights, we're going to try to come out here and hang out with y'all when y'all come back. For the end zone.
That'd be great.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll repay the favor.
Yes.
All right. All right, Carol. Good to see you, my friend.